good swimmer, too, Dad.
He's a good man, too.
Dad, how come a good swimmer gets drowned?
I don't think Jim drowned, bud.
Then what happened?
What happened?
I don't know. I'm just gonna have to wait for the report. In the meantime, I'm closing the beaches and the public swimming area.
To that diver?
We don't know what happened to that diver. Hiya, Flipper.
Sorry, fella, no swimming today.
Nor tomorrow.
Come on, we gotta get these signs up.
Sad faces. And Bud, I want you to plan something constructive today.
Can I construct a swimming pool?
No, but you can fix that hole in the chicken coop.
Dad, you know, Flipper, he's been feeling pretty upset lately. Maybe I ought to cheer him up. Please?
All right, Doctor. And Bud, listen, why don't you take some steaks out of the freezer around noon and we'll have a cookout when I come back, okay?
Great!
Can I drive, Dad?
Not today, Sandy.
Oh, Dad.
But, Sandy, this is a four-wheel drive, and I haven't checked you out in it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
See you later, bud.
Distress alert.
It's a bad one.
Well, let me have it.
Well, two oil tankers have collided over on the Gulf side. The Coast Guard's pressing all available ships and aircraft into immediate rescue operations. You better take a boat and get over there on the double.
All right, I'll get some rescue gear. I'll put the speedboat on the trailer and cut across inland. I think it'll be quicker than going by sea.
Oh, I almost forgot. About that drowning yesterday, Mr. and Mrs. Halston are down from the Marine Institute to investigate. Jack Johnson loaned him his yawl.
You mean his 42-footer?
I understand Mr. Halston's a pretty good sailor.
Well, they're going to have to go ahead without me.
They probably already have.
Porter Ricks?
Yeah.
I guess so. All right, let's go see what we can find.
Hey, look! I can't do that. No swimmers are allowed. We better go over there and warn them right away, okay?
Help me blow out.
Help me, will you?
Sure.
I have to get some ice and put around that bite.
Okay, I'll get it.
We've got to get him to shore soon.
Okay.
I'll start the engine.
Thank you.
from here. Is he all right? We've got to get help and fast. He's in a coma.
Well, this thing won't start. Hey, I've got an idea. I'll take my skiff and get help.
Oh, good.
Holy smokes! I know. I'll swim for help. Flipper can tell me.
Flipper?
Yeah, he's my pet dolphin.
I can't let you go in the water with all those snakes still there.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'll radio my dad for help.
Good. It's over here.
How do you work it?
I don't know. My husband's so good at these things that I just never learned much about sailing and boats.
Oh, no. Well, I'll try, but I don't know if it's gonna work.
So I stepped on second and threw to home to cut off the run.
Good boy.
WD-5958.
Yeah, but then the next batter got up and he...
Wait, come in, please.
WD-9598, this is Bud Ricks. Come in, please.
This is WD-9598, over.
Dad?
Is that you, Bud?
Yes, Dad. Dad, will you help us, please? You have to, Dad.
Where are you, Bud? What's the matter?
Dad, I'm out on this lady's sailboat, out by the reef.
And a sailboat?
How did you get out there?
Then the lady backed her boat into my dinghy and broke it. And broke her motor,
too. And there's someone hurt.
Hold on a minute, Bud. Sandy, let me have that coastal chart, will you?
Bud, are you still there?
Yes, Dad, I'm here.
Now, Bud, look around and see if you can spot any point of land that
might help me figure out where you are.
Well, yeah, Dad, but it's pretty far away. I think it's the old South Cape Lighthouse, Dad.
Good. Now, can you see anything else that might help me figure out where you are?
Well, yeah, there's one thing, Dad. It's like a finger sticking up it.
Straight across from us.
It must be the power plant smokestack. Hold on. Bud, you're south of Coral Key. They're right in the middle of a reef. The tide's going out. There isn't even time to radio for a rescue.
In a half hour, they'll be aground or sunk.
There's only one thing to do. Bud's gonna have to sail that boat out of there. Bud, I want you to listen very carefully to what I have to tell you.
Okay, Dad.
Now, I'll tell you exactly what to do.
But first, have Mrs. Halson go to her husband. Pack as much ice as she can find around the bite wounds.
That'll slow down the blood flow and keep the venom from spreading so fast.
She already has, Dad.
That's good. Now, Bud, take a look around the sailboat.
You'll see three sails.
Yes, Dad?
Okay, Bud. I want you to pull up that first sail.
The jib. Now, you'll find a rope running down the main mast. It's connected to a winch. That's how you pull up the sail, by that winch. All right?
Okay, Dad, I think so.
Bud, did you get the jib up okay?
Yes, Dad, but it's flapping something fierce.
That's all right, son. Don't worry about it. Now, Bud, you'll find two ropes hanging from the sail.
They run down on either side of the boat. I want you to tie those off at the cockpit
so that the sail swings back and forth about 6 feet.
Okay.
Okay.
sail a boat.
Bud, have you secured the jib lines yet?
No, Dad, but I'll get the right rope this time. I'll help, Bud.
All right, son. Now, Bud, the boat will swing around so that the bow is into the wind. And the jib, or the front sail, will start flapping. When that happens, you'll know that the boat is pointed into the wind.
Dad, it's flapping! That means it's heading into the wind, right?
Good. Now, listen, Bud. There's a small sail at the stern of the boat.
Yeah, but what about this big one in the middle?
No, leave that one alone. Now, Bud, you must haul up this sail. Good work, son. Now, Bud, climb up the mast a little way and pick out a course through the reef. When you've decided which way to go, pull up the anchor and steer out. Now, have you got that all straight?
Right, Dad.
Now, Bud, let me speak to Mrs. Halson, please.
Here she is, Dad. Yes, Mr. Ricks?
How's your husband doing?
Well, I gave him some first aid, and
if we can get him back to shore on time, we can give him an antidote.
Right. Well, I'll have an ambulance standing by.
And Mrs. Halson, don't worry. I think Bud can handle the boat very well now.
Thank you, Mr. Riggs. I have to get below now.
What's the matter?
Dad, we must have hit something. We start moving and everything in the boat shaking all around. So are we, Dad. What should I do?
Bud, your centerboard must be hung up on a reef. Now, there should be a
winch by the hatchway. Just go and wind it up.
Dad, I'm scared. What do I do?
Bud, try, son. Try.
Don't give up the ship, sailor.
Sonny, let's go.
Hey, I've got an idea. Flipper can lead us out of here.
He can.
Sure he can. You stay while I get Flipper help. Flipper, will you help me lead this boat out of here?
Thank you.
all right now that we'll be able to make it in time to give him the antidote.
What about those snakes?
As soon as my husband's well enough, he'll get rid of them for you. I better get back to him, too. Oh, and Bud, I think you're the bravest little boy I ever knew.
Well, I didn't do anything. It was Flipper. He's the one that led us through the reef.
Thanks, Flipper.
Go ahead, Bud.
We're through the reefs and almost home.
Congratulations, Seaman Ricks.
Dad? There's just one more thing.
You just name it, son.
How do you stop this thing?
Well, you drop the sails and,
smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world.